mentioned Mirage, they have a question to go through on because we're going to be doing the assessment.
Yeah, we're not doing the assessment.
No exam.
This afternoon.
This afternoon.
Hey, party time. Okay, thank you. I'm glad I mentioned that. So, we can have a long fast this morning, though.
所以今天上午我们可以讲一堂很长的课。Today
is Radharani's appearance day.
今天是 Radharani 的显现日。
So I thought this morning I'll speak about who is Radharani, and during the public function I'll speak something about Radharani's appearance, the details of her appearance.
那么今天我会介绍 Radharani 是谁, 然后还有介绍 Radharani 的显现。
No.
在公众的那个场合下,
在公众的场合下介绍 Radharani 显现的目的。
We have many editors here.
我们有很多编辑在这里。 Yeah, we need help. Teamwork.
Okay. There's one of the among the introductory verses of Chaitanya Charitamrita.
在这个永恒的Chaitanya经的这个介绍的部分,
there's one very beautiful verse that describes who is Radharani.
有一个非常优美的诗节介绍了Radharani是谁.
I'll recite the verse and explain a little bit.
我会引述这一节诗，然后介绍一点点。
Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Ladini Shakti Asmat Ekatmanad Bapibu Vipura Deha Deda Gatauta. That's the first half.
这是前面的一半.
In that verse, Surup Damodar is explaining that eternally there is one entity that takes two forms.
那Swarupa Damodara 在这个诗节中解释说，永恒的有一个生物体， 它有两个形象。
Eka means one.
Eka means 意思是一。
That one entity manifests eternally in two forms.
就是有一个生物，一个生命，永恒的以两个形象展现出来。
Radha and Krishna are the two forms.
Radha and Krishna 是两个形象,
but there is one entity.
但实际上是一个生命体.
And eternally they manifest wonderful pastimes and exchanges of love together.
然后永恒的他们展示着一种交流，一种相互的爱.
For purposes of what I want to discuss, I'll emphasize again, one entity.
我想再强调一次，它是一个生命体。
And that Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikatir Ladini Shakti Asmat. Specifically, Radha is identified as the Ladini Shakti of that one entity.
那么特别的强调呢， Radha 是这一个生命体的Ladini 能量。
Ladini Shakti. Okay, so we often speak of Radharani as the Ladini Shakti, the pleasure potency of Krishna.
我们经常会说, Radharani 是 Ladini 能量, 是 Krishna 的喜悦的能量。
Did it get it right?
Maybe you should turn this lower. The mic, the speaker.
Technicians fix the problem. Okay.
My right is the mic's not, you're not really getting the mic. But okay. You're quite far from it.
Should I do like this? I'm the source of the problem. As usual. Okay, so. um, there is a Vedic statement that's very short, raso by saha, which means that saha is a pronoun that means the absolute truth. It's referring to the absolute truth, saha.
那在韦达经中有一个非常简短的声明 saha, saha 的意思是绝对真理。
The absolute truth by certainly is rasa.
啊，这个绝对真理肯定是 rasa。
Krishna is rasa.
Krishna 就是 rasa, 品味之味。
And rasa includes Radharani and Krishna because Radharani and Krishna are one entity.
Rasa 包括了 Krishna 和 Radharani, 因为 Krishna 和 Radharani 是一个生命。
So while they, the two, Pura Deha, Veda, you know, Veda means two, distinction, Veda, the two are enjoying rasa together, it's Krishna enjoying rasa through the agency of his internal potency. Good luck.
所以当我们说这个Veda, 两个的意思，就是说当两个生命体在享受这个rasa 的交流的时候，实际上是 Krishna 通过这个 Radharani 的能量来享受这个快乐。
So for Krishna to enjoy rasa, Radharani expands.
所以 Krishna 为了享受这个 rasa, 他就扩展出了 Radharani.
She expands in many ways.
Is Radharani expands?
Radharani expands in many ways.
Radharani 扩展出来。
有很多种方式。
很多种方式。
Krishna expands in many ways.
Krishna 也以很多方式来扩展。
We know those different kinds and categories of expansion. They're discussed elaborately.
我们有很多有描述，很清楚的描述。Krishna 有各种种类的这个化身。
But Radharani also expands.
Radharani 也会扩展。
She expands as gopis.
她扩展出牧牛姑娘。
How many gopis?
有多少个牧牛姑娘？
Unlimited.
无穷无尽。
As Dina Bandhu says, megabytes and megabytes.
就像 Dina Bandhu 说的，
It's a computer term.
Megabyte.
How much memory does your computer have?
Megabytes.
一兆又一兆的这个。
好多兆，
这个数目。
So many megabytes.
有那么多的兆。
And the gopis are direct expansions of Radharani.
这些牧牛姑娘呢，就是 Radharani 的直接的扩展。
And then there's expansions of those expansions, and they expand as Lakshmis.
然后就在这些扩展的再扩展出来呢，就是 Lakshmi 幸运女神。
And then there's expansions of those expansions, and they're the queens in Dwarka.
然后在这个扩展，再继续往下扩展，就是 Dwaraka 的皇后们。
There's a term in Sanskrit, bimba and pratibimba.
在梵文时有一个 bimba 和 pratibimba.
Bimba means expansion, and pratibimba means an expansion of the expansion.
Bimba 的意思就是扩展 Pratibimba 的意思就是扩展的扩展
The same kind of language is used in Chaitanya Charitamrita to describe the super soul
在永恒的 Chaitanya 经中用同样的这个词来描述了超灵
Super soul is Bimba
超灵是 Bimba
is an expansion of Krishna
它是 Krishna 的扩展
The expansion of Krishna, super soul, is also Krishna.
那这个 Krishna 的扩展超灵，同样也是 Krishna.
Krishna is the witness.
Krishna 是见证者。
Sarvasya chaham riddhi sannivishto matak smritir jnanam pohanam cha. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, I am situated in the heart of everyone, and I give remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. He says first person, I.
Krishna 在佛家梵歌中用第一人称说我处在众生的心中给予他记忆遗忘和知识
But that's Bimba, that's Krishna's expansion
这个 Bimba 是 Krishna 的扩展。
And there's sameness and difference between Bimba and the one from whom Bimba comes.
就是这个 Bimba 扩展和 Bimba 的源头是既一样又不一样。
Super Soul doesn't have pastimes.
这个超灵是没有逍遥时光。
Krishna has pastimes.
Krishna 有逍遥时光。
Very colorful pastimes.
非常丰富多彩的逍遥时光。
And those pastimes, he's simply enjoying his own potency.
在这样的逍遥时光中 ，Krishna 只是在享受着自己的能量。
In the both the third canto and fourth canto Srimad Bhagavatam,
在圣典波迦瓦坛的第三和第四篇中
，their descriptions of the Purusha avatars creating the material world, and it's also called Lila.
那么里面描述了这个 Purusha 化身啊 avatar， 他创造了这个物质世界，同时也有 Lila 逍遥时光。
No, it's also called Lila.
Also,
it's also named Lila.
Yeah, 它也被称为 Lila. 啊，这个也被称为逍遥时光。
Maitreya is speaking to Vidura.
啊，这个 Maitreya 对这个 Vidura 说。
And he says, Krishna has his pastime with his internal potency.
他说 ，Krishna 有他内在能量的逍遥时光。
And the Purusha avatars have their Lila with the external potency.
这个 Purusha Avatar 呢，它有它在外在能量的逍遥时光。
And what is the external potency?
He has with external. Not Purusha Avatar has pastimes with the external energy, not in the external energy.
Oh, yeah.
With
the.
就是形态的化身呢，它拥有和物质能量相关的逍遥时光。嗯。也就是它的逍遥时光呢和物质能量有关。
啊，形态化身
对
的逍遥时光和物质能量有关。
对。
I find that fascinating.
我觉得非常的精彩，美妙无比。
Creation of the cosmic manifestation is a lila of the personality of Godhead.
啊，这个创造整个啊现象世界呢是。性格神手的一个逍遥时光。
It is a lila that the creation is a lila with the pratibimba of Srimati Radharani.
所以这个，sorry, I didn't catch.
Creation is a lila with the pratibimba of Srimati Radharani.
这个创造呢，实际上是一种啊、和 Pratibimba 就是 Radharani 有关的逍遥时光。
What is Pratibimba?
Pratibimba 是什么
？An expansion of the expansion of the expansion. It's a shadow of the expansion of Srimati Radharani.
它是 Srimati Radharani 的影子的扩展的扩展的扩展。
Are you thoroughly confused?
No, 你们有没有完全迷惑啦？
Everything is Radha and Krishna, and that everything is one entity.
啊，一切都是 Radha Krishna， 一切都是一个生命。
And then one entity expands, and those expansions expand.And those expansions expand, and there's reflections of those expansions.
Ah, so Radharani, Radha Krishna, 扩展，然后这个扩展继续扩展，然后这些扩展的扩展呢，它就映射出 Radharani 来，Radharani and Krishna 来。
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 教导。
That there is a relationship of oneness and difference between all things and the source of those things.
他说这个所有的万物与万物的源头既是一样的又是不一样的。
Within the spiritual realm in Goloka Vrindavan.
那么在灵性的世界里在 Goloka Vrindavan.
We find the internal potency of Krishna. exclusively, no external potency, no shadow.
我们只有看到 Krishna 的内在能量, 并没有外在能量, 没有影子。
And Srimati Radharani expands herself in so many ways to increase the pleasure of Krishna.
Srimati Radharani, 为了取悦 Krishna, 她把自己扩展成各种各样的形象。
In discussing this topic, Krishna Das Kaviraj explains Ladini Shakti.
为了解释这个话题呢, Krishna Das Kaviraj 他用了 Ladini Shakti 这个词
to explain the pleasure potency of Krishna.
他解释 Krishna 的喜悦能量.
He explains Sandini Sambit Ladini.
他就解释了
Sandini, Sambit, Ladini. You know those three. I've got you dizzy from so much difficult translation. Yeah. Huh?
Sandini.
We know Sandini, right? She's right over here.
Sandini,
what is Sandini Shakti? Sandini Shakti is the existential potency of the Supreme Lord.
Sandini 能量是什么呢? 就是, 啊, 主的外在的能量。
不是外在的。
存在的，主的存在的能量。
Through Krishna's Sandini potency, he manifests everything, all objects of the spiritual realm.
那么就是 Krishna 通过这个Sandini的能量呢，他在灵性的国度里展示了一切。
Here's a nice painting of Radha and Krishna.
这里有一个非常漂亮的Radha Krishna的画。
The Sandini potency manifests the rocks, the trees, the rivers, the peacocks, the pots, the plates, all paraphernalia.
就是Sandini的这个能量呢，扩展出了这个岩石、沙子、树木，还有所有的这些部件。
Through his Sambit potency, Krishna manifests cognizance, awareness of everything.
通过这个Sambit这个能量呢， Krishna 扩展出了对万物的一种觉知。
All objects in the spiritual world are conscious.
以及这个灵性世界所有的生物都是有知觉。灵性世界所有的生物都是有知觉的。
Imagine.
想象一下。
Everything is conscious.
一切都是有知觉的。
The walls, the chair, the microphone. It's beyond our conception, isn't it?
超越了我们的概念，对不对？
And let's go further.
我们继续往前。
The Ladini potency.
然后是Ladini能量。
Ladini potency is that potency by which Krishna enjoys Sambit and Sandini.
Ladini 能量就是说, 通过这个能量呢, Krishna 享受到 Sandini 和 Sambit.
And the Ladini potency is personified.
而这个 Ladini 能量呢, 也是一个人格, 有人性的。
And there she is, Radharani.
她就是 Radharani.
And Radharani expands.
Radharani 继续扩展。
She expands unlimitedly because she wants to please Krishna unlimitedly.
她无穷无尽地扩展出去, 因为她想要无穷无尽地取悦 Krishna.
She wants Krishna's pleasure.
她想要 Krishna喜悦。
Prabhupada on many occasions would say, variety is the mother of enjoyment.
Prabhupada 在很多场合都说, 多样性是享受的享受之母。
So she expands herself in a variety of ways.
所以 Radharani 呢, 用各种各样的方式扩展自己。
What's the purpose?
她的目的是什么?
Krishna's pleasure.
Krishna的喜悦。
Because she is the embodiment of Krishna's pleasure potency.
因为她就是 Krishna喜悦能量的人格化身。
Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says the foundation of that happiness of Krishna is bhava, spontaneous emotional ecstasy.
Krishna Kaviraj, Krishna Das Kaviraj 解释说, 这个 Krishna 喜悦能量的基础就是这个 bhava, 就是自发的一种狂喜。
And Radharani is the embodiment of Maha Bhava.
Radharani 就是 Maha Bhava 的人格化身。
Please appreciate, it's Krishna's Maha Bhava.
请大家注意, 这是 Krishna 的 Maha Bhava.
And he experiences that Maha Bhava through Srimati Radharani.
然后他是通过 Srimati Radharani 来体验这个 Maha Bhava.
One entity.
是一个生命体。
And that's who Srimati Radharani is.
这就是 Srimati Radharani.
When she expands in various ways, unlimited ways.
所以当它扩展的时候, 它会以无穷无尽的这个多样性扩展出来。
We think of bhava in terms of what we experience.
当我们想到 bhava的时候, 我们的想到是我们自己的感受。
That's common, isn't it?
这是常规的thinking. 这是常规的思维，对不对？
Somebody wants to experience bhava.
有人想体验 bhava.
But it's Krishna.
但是这是 Krishna.
And it's Radharani.
还有 Radharani.
And we're this little fragmental spark.
我们只不过是一个小小的火花。
And bhava is a, our little infinitesimal spark contacting Mahabhava.
这个bhava呢，就是我们非常小的，当我们这个无穷小的这个威力和
One of the features of being in Maya is thinking oneself separate from Krishna.
有一个处在Maya中的一个表征，就是一个现象，就是我们感觉到我们和 Krishna 是分离的。
And we want to enjoy separate from Krishna.
我们想离开 Krishna 去享受。
We're not separate from Krishna.
我们没有和 Krishna 分离。
And there's no happiness separate from Krishna.
没有任何快乐是和 Krishna 分离的。
But somebody who's in Maya wants that.
有的人住在Maya中的人，他却找到了这个。
And so there's this illusory energy that says you can enjoy separately from Krishna.
所以这个虚幻的能量就说, 你可以在没有 Krishna的情况下去享受。
Through the agency of Srimati Radharani, we may again contact the internal potency.
那么通过 Srimati Radharani的代理, 我们有可能会重新和这个永恒的能量接触到。
Radharani is very merciful.
和内在能量接触, Radharani是非常仁慈的。
She wants Krishna's pleasure to increase.
他希望 Krishna的喜悦不断地增加。
How can Krishna's pleasure increase his unlimited pleasure?
Krishna的喜悦怎么样才能够无穷无尽地提升呢?
But Krishna's happiness is the happiness of love.
Krishna的快乐呢,是一种爱的快乐。
But by her mercy, the living entity may have the opportunity to engage in devotional service and experience bhava.
那么在他的仁慈下，生物体有可能去从事奉爱服务， 然后呢，体验到 bhava.
Therefore, Radharani is very important.
因此 Radharani 非常的重要。
We want to be happy.
我们都想要快乐。
And real happiness is Krishna's happiness.
真正的快乐是让 Krishna 快乐。
To come to that alignment of that position is the mercy of Srimati Radharani.
当我们能够达到这样的一种促进的时候呢，那是因为得到了Srimati Radharani的仁慈。
So we're here because of Radharani's mercy.
所以我们之所以来到这里，是依靠了Radharani的仁慈。
And we're honoring her appearance day today.
今天呢，我们来荣耀Radharani的显现日。
The foundation of understanding who is Radharani is necessary to understand the leelas of Krishna.
那么要理解 Radharani 的基础是 是要理解 Krishna 的逍遥时光。
For the most part, people that hear about Krishna's pastimes or study Krishna's pastimes, they don't have the proper foundation.
很多人在学习 Krishna 的逍遥时光，或者是 Krishna 的种种这个世界故事的时候呢，他们却没有这样的一个基础。
For that reason, our acharyas advise us, do not hear from professional reciters of Krishna's pastimes.
所以出于这个原因，我们的宗师还有奉献者们推荐呢，不要去聆听那些职业讲述者的口中所讲的 Krishna Lila。
They're missing that foundation.
因为他们没有这个基础。
So when they describe, it's like us or it's sense gratification.
啊，所以当他们像我们一样去描述这个 Krishna Lila 的时候呢，实际上却是一种感官享乐。
And the mind is attracted to sense gratification things. Wow, that's really good sense gratification.
他们的心呢，却是被其中的感官享乐的概念所吸引了，说哦，这是一个很好的感官享乐。
But that's offensive.
但实际上这是一种冒犯。
And one's spiritual life doesn't increase; it shrinks.
他在这样的情况下，他的灵性生命呢，并没有得到生长，而是萎缩了。
It becomes poisoned by misconception, fundamental misconception.
当我们失去了这个基本的基础概念的时候呢，这样的聆听却变成像毒药一样。
I'll just share a little bit of that with you.
我给大家略微分享一点点。
Recently in America, I had some exchange with some South Indian devotee.
最近呢，我在美国和一个来自南印度的奉献者有一个交流。
And he's a strong Vaishnava.
他是一个非常强有力的 Vaishnava.
And coming in contact with the Hare Krishna devotees, he was attracted to this strong spirit of bhakti.
他来和这个 Hare Krishna 奉献者接触呢。他被这个非常我们的非常深切的这种 bhakti 风爱所吸引。
But he had a classical problem with Krishna enjoying the gopis.
但是他有一个非常典型的问题，他很难理解 Krishna 和牧牛姑娘之间的这种享乐。
It was a sincere kind of tension for him.
对他来说，这是一个内心中一个比较大的一个结。
Appreciation.And trouble part.
Appreciation.
He had appreciation.
Yeah.
And then, for the bhakti. Okay. And he had troubled heart because of Krishna's pastimes.
他非常欣赏这个 bhakti 风爱，但是呢，他对 Krishna 的逍遥时光呢，感觉到很难以理解。
So I shared with him some of this explanation that I just offered to you.
那然后我就把我刚才跟大家讲的这样的一些解释呢，跟他进行了分享。
On the authority of Chaitanya Charitamrita and the verses quoted here.
引述了来自于这个权威经典《永恒 Chaitanya 经》里面的世界。
The gopis are expansions of Srimati Radharani.
牧牛姑娘是 Srimati Radharani 的扩展。
And when Krishna enjoys with Srimati Radharani, it's his own potency.
当 Krishna 享受 Srimati Radharani 的时候，是在享受自己的能量。
In our case, one man enjoying with a female, it's not his own potency.
在我们的案例中，如果一个男人享受一个女性的话，这并不是他自己的能量。
And the mood is the mood of Madhurya.
这种心态呢，是 Madhurya 的心态。
And the Lakshmis, because he's familiar with the goddesses of fortune, they're bimba, they're expansions or reflections of Srimati Radharani.
这些幸运女神呢，她们映射投射出 Radharani 的心态。
Not the Lakshmis, means the women, the ladies are the bimba.
Yes.
Not Lakshmis, Bimba.
The Lakshmis are Bimba, or reflections of Radharani.
这个幸运女神她是 Radharani 的影射。
So So we discussed it a little bit. And his heart was relieved. He had never heard such an explanation. The scriptural authority for those statements are found here. So the troubled heart became pacified, and his happiness and devotion increased.
所以当他的内心的这个有矛盾的这个结症打开之后呢，他这个奉爱的喜悦呢就增加了。So
a number of you have been to Vrindavan.
我想你们中有不少人去过 Vrindavan.
And if you haven't been, soon you will go, I'm sure.
我想我肯定你们没有去过孙悠狗这个地方。
Those of you that have been, you'll go again and again.
如果那些去过的人会一次，刚才他的意思说，那些没去的人肯定会再去，很快会去，而那些去过的人会一次又一次的去。
And when you go, you'll visit the places of Krishna's pastimes.
当你去的时候呢，你会去拜访 Krishna 展示逍遥时光的地方。
And then you hear the leelas that Krishna performed in those places of pastimes.
然后你会聆听到 Krishna 展示逍遥时光的那些故事。
And when you hear those pastimes, it's almost like anything is possible.
当你听到那些逍遥时光的时候，感觉到好像一切都是有可能的。 Krishna 可以做任何他想做的事情。
I want to describe two of those pastimes.
我想描述其中的两个逍遥时光。
And one of them is spoken of directly in Nectar of Devotion.
其中一个是在教诲的奉爱的甘露里面直接讲述的。
In fact, I'll stretch Anuttama's memory and see if you can remember in the earliest translation or publication of Nectar of Devotion, there's one painting I'm going to describe.
我想搜索一下这个Anuttama Prabhu的记忆，有没有记录在我们第一版印刷的这个奉爱的甘露里面有一幅画？
It's a painting of Jatila and Katila chasing Abhimanyu, throwing mud balls at Abhimanyu, running away.
里面画的一幅画是Jatila和Katila，Jatila和Katila，Abhimanyu throwing mud balls at，在追着那个Abhimanyu，然后把这个泥团扔向他。
Remember that painting?
记不记得那幅画？
Okay. Can you envision the painting?
I remember. I think that was before his time. You know. That was before
his time. Okay. He's an old man. He's a youngster. Look how youthful. Okay, so that pastime is elaborately discussed by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in one of his books.
那么这个逍遥时光呢，非常生动的在 Vishwanath Chakravarti 的书籍中非常清楚的描述。So,
Rupa Goswami isn't going to invent some story to put in Nectar of Devotion.
Rupa Goswami 并没有去发明创造什么故事来放在这个奉爱的甘露里面。
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is not going to invent the same story. Just to make some nice story.
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 也并没有去编什么故事来让它变得更动听。
So this is a nice pastime of Radha and Krishna.
这实际上是 Radha Krishna 的逍遥时光。
Now, before I tell the story, I'm going to give three of the characters, the cast of characters, the persona in the drama.
在我讲故事之前呢，我想先向大家介绍这个故事里面的三个主要人物。
The first person is Abhimanyu.
第一个是Abhimanyu.
Who is Abhimanyu?
Abhimanyu 是谁？
We often hear the so-called husband of Radharani.
我们经常听到这个所谓的Radharani的丈夫。
Because Radharani is the internal potency, the pleasure potency of Krishna.
因为 Radharani 是 Krishna 的内在能量，so
who's this
喜悦能量
so-called husband of Radharani?
那 Radharani 的这个所谓的丈夫究竟是谁呢？
Abhimanyu.
Sabhimanyu.
It's a Leela. And in the Leela, he's considered the so-called husband of Radharani. Our acharyas describe he's actually the expansion of Krishna's shadow.
我们的阿查亚宗师们解释说，实际上他是Krishna影子的扩展。
Doesn't explain the technology.
他并没有解释什么技术。
How that works, expansion of Krishna's shadow. But that's Abhimanyu.
这是怎么样产生的呢？ Krishna影子的扩展，但这个就是Abhimanyu。
And if I had more time, I'd describe how they became considered husband and wife.
如果我要是有更多的时间呢，我会解释他们是怎么样成为夫妻的。
I'll do a short version.
Okay, 大家讲的简短一点。
In the Brahma Vimohan Leela, the stealing of the calves and the cowherd boys by Lord Brahma.
就是在这个婆罗赫摩偷 Krishna 的牧牛童和奶牛的这个故事中。
You all know that pastime.
大家都知道这个故事了。
So, while the expansions of Krishna, which look exactly like the cowherd boys and the calves, took place, that was 1 year. While one moment Lord Brahma passed, going back and forth between the cave and the place where the cowherd boys were having their lunch.
就是在这个婆罗赫摩偷的牧牛童和小奶牛的出去再回来的这一段时间呢，在Vrindavan是整整过了一年的时间， Krishna扩展出一模一样的牧牛童和奶牛。
During that 1 year, Krishna was satisfying the mothers of the cowherd boys to have Krishna as their son.
那么就在这一年中呢， Krishna 以这个所有的牧牛童的形象满足了他们的妈妈。
要把Krishna放到自己儿子的这么一种愿望。
那些牧牛童的那些母亲呢，也想满足了所有的这些牧牛女想把Krishna当做儿子的这个愿望。
Mothers love their sons.
母亲喜欢他们的儿子。
The mothers of Vrindavan love Krishna more than their own sons.
实际上呢， Vrindavan的母亲爱Krishna胜过爱他们的儿子。
They wanted a son like Krishna, so Krishna fulfilled their desire.
他们希望自己能有一个像Krishna这样的儿子， 所以Krishna在一年的时间内满足了他们的愿望。
They became astonished.
他们感觉到非常的惊讶。
My love for my son is becoming equal to my love for Krishna.
我发现对自己儿子的爱居然变得和对 Krishna的爱一样了。
They didn't know it was Krishna.
他们不知道这是Krishna。
Because he looked exactly like their sons.
因为完全长得和他们原来的儿子一模一样。
He spoke exactly like their sons.
讲话也完全一模一样。
What mother can't recognize your son?
这个妈妈她怎么能够认出来呢？
The residents of Vrindavan who had Krishna as their son couldn't recognize.
那些Vrindavan的居民，他们都把Krishna当做，都现在把在一年内把Krishna当做自己的儿子，他们没有认出来的。And the cows, they had such love for Krishna. 那些母牛，他们对Krishna的爱是如此的深。They
wish to have a calf like Krishna. They could love their calf like they love Krishna.
他们也希望自己能有一个小牛像Krishna一样。
So Krishna became their calf.
然后Krishna变成了小牛。
1 year.
一年的时间。
During that 1 year, Krishna made a suggestion to Nanda Maharaj.
就是在这一年中间的时候呢， Krishna向Nanda大君建议。
Nanda Baba, I have a wonderful idea. This is a very auspicious time. Why don't all the cowherd boys become married to the cowherd girls?
他说， Nanda Baba, 我有一个非常好的建议，这是一个非常吉祥的时刻。 为什么不让所有的牧牛童和牧牛姑娘结婚呢？
We're entering into a very auspicious period.
我们现在刚好进入一个非常吉祥的一个时段。
Nanda Maharaj just loves Krishna.
Nanda Maharaj, he very much loves Krishna.
So he said, this is a wonderful idea, let's ask Purnamasi.
Purnamasi
is the yoga maya potency of Krishna that she orchestrates everything. Purnamasi said, this is a wonderful idea. Let's have the wedding at once.
这个波拉玛西说很好，这是一个非常好的主意，让我们立即举办婚礼。
So the cowherd girls and the cowherd boys, the gopis and the gopas, they were married.
然后这些牧牛姑娘和牧牛童他们就结婚了。
Guess who married Srimati Radharani?
谁娶了Srimati Radharani?
Abhimanyu.
Abhimanyu.
That was Krishna.
这是Krishna.
Then, 1 year passed. Because the yoga maya potency was covering the cowherd boys, they didn't even realize that a whole year had passed.
And
their pastime resumed. Their lila continued. Krishna came back to where the cowherd boys were having lunch. And they said to Krishna,
然后他们对Krishna说,
oh, you're so attached to all of us, you can't be away for us for even a moment.
然后他说，哦，你太依恋我们了，你甚至等不了一刻又过来见我们。
Oh, year had passed.
实际上已经过了一年了。
And they were thinking, one moment had passed.
他们觉得只是过了一会儿。
Yogamaya.
这是Yogamaya的力量。
Abhimanyu found out, oh, I'm married to Radharani. And then when they grew up, Radharani became the so-called, the wife of the so-called husband, Abhimanyu.
So
that's Abhimanyu.
And
then Abhimanyu had a sister and a mother. Katila was Abhimanyu's sister.
Katila is Abhimanyu's sister.
And Jatila is Abhimanyu's mother.
Jatila is Abhimanyu's mama.
And they lived, Abhimanyu lived in Yavat. So when you go to Vrindavan, be sure to visit. So, their role in Krishna's lila was to make the lila of Radha and Krishna meeting even more exciting. They would oppose the meeting of Radha and Krishna. And Krishna would very joyfully make arrangements for meeting with Radha anyway. Okay. So now comes the lila.
好，现在开始lila, 下时光.
In the month of January, no. The month of December, January, is the coldest in Vrindavan. So Radharani took a vow.
Radharani就许下一个誓言.
That she would bathe in the river Jamuna just at the time of sunrise every morning during that month. It's the same month when little girls went to the Jamuna to worship Katyayani and underwent that same vrata to have Krishna as her husband. Same month. Cold in Vrindavan.
就是那个时候呢，就是云南人非常冷的时候，就是牧牛姑娘去崇拜。Katyayani. The same time is another pastime.
It's the same time of the year when the little girls worshipped Katyayani to have Krishna as her husband.
Okay, 就是说，这个和这个小牟尼姑娘崇拜 Katyayani.
Katyayani to have Krishna as her husband.
去让 Krishna 做他们丈夫的这个时候一样.
And they left their clothes by the side of the Jamuna and entered the Jamuna naked. You know that thing though. Mustrahani.
就是 Krishna 偷牟尼姑娘的衣服的这个时光.
Same month.
同样的一个月,
very cold,
非常冷.
So Radharani, with her friends, left Yavat every morning just before sunrise and went to the river Jamuna to take morning bath to cold Jamuna.
所以那段时间呢, Radharani 和她的女伴们呢, 每天早上就在日出的时候, 进入到 Yamuna 河去沐浴, 非常冷的时候.
Katila became suspicious. What is Radharani doing?
Radharani 究竟在做什么?
She spoke to her mother.
她就对她的妈妈说,
Jatila said, why don't you go find out what Krishna is doing at the same time in the morning?
然后Jatila说, 为什么你不去查一查在早上同样的时间 Krishna在做什么?
So Katila went to Nandagram and just asked in a cheerful tone.
然后Katila就去到Nandagram这个地方呢，以一种非常喜悦的这个音调来问，
How is Nanda Nandana doing? Is he happy?
他说, Nanda Nandana 怎么样啊? 他开心吗?
Oh yes, he's very happy. He's going every morning to take bath in Jamuna just at sunrise.
他说, oh, 他很开心, 他每天早上在日出的时候都到雅木那儿去沐浴。
So Katila became even more suspicious. It was just becoming light in the morning.
那就在早上呢，正在这个天刚刚亮的时候。
So she followed the footprints of Krishna leading to the river Jamuna so she could find him there.
然后她就找着这个沿着这个 Krishna 的脚印，一直沿着雅穆纳河往前走。
Very different mood than Akura when he saw Krishna's footprints.
当他看到 Krishna 的脚印的时候，是一种完全不同的心态。Akura的心态不一样。就是
Katila 看到 Krishna 的脚印呢，和 Akura 看到 Krishna 的脚印的时候的心态是不一样。对，嗯，他和
Akura 看到 Krishna 的脚印的心态不一样。So
she started approaching the river Jamuna.
然后他就开始走进雅穆纳河。
And one of Radharani's assistants named Tulasi, she saw Katila coming.
然后Radharani的一个伙伴叫Tulasi, 他看到这个Katila来了。
And she ran quickly to the place where Radha and Krishna were enjoying with all the other gopis.
然后他很快的就跑到这个Radha Krishna, 在和还有其他的牟尼姑娘一起在玩乐的地方。
Seeing Radha and Krishna together, she became very happy. But she had a conflicting emotion in her heart too.
但是她的心中呢，也有一种不同的心态。
So she spoke very expertly.
所以她以非常专业的一个方式去说。
Seeing the happiness of both of you is the greatest of all happiness.
他说看到你们两人的快乐是我最大的喜悦。
But alas, alas, a great alarm is striking my heart.
但是我的心中呢，却响起了一个警告。
Katila is coming and her eyes are copper red. She looks very angry.
他说卡蒂拉来了，她的眼睛发红，她非常的愤怒。
So I came as quickly as I could.
所以我尽快地跑过来
to tell you we must do something. Krishna, Krishna.
所以要告诉你我们一定得做点什么。 Krishna, Krishna.
Krishna smiled.
Krishna 微笑。
And very knowingly he stood up and said, don't worry, everything will be alright.
他就是好像知悉一切的，他站起来说没有关系，一切都会没问题的。
I am going to play prank. I don't know how you translate that in Chinese.
Prank.
A trick.
Okay.
On Katila.
我要和这个 Katila 玩一个诡计。
Don't worry.
不要担心。
So he went to Vrindadevi.
所以他就去找这个 Vrinda Devi.
And Vrinda Devi gave him an Abhimanyu costume.
然后Vrinda Devi 就给他一个 Abhimanyu 的
clothing, ornaments,
衣服、服装全部。
So it looked just like Abhimanyu.
让他看起来完全就像 Abhimanyu.
Now Krishna doesn't need a costume. He can just expand himself like he did with the counterpoise.
Krishna 他不需要所有的这个衣服，他可以完全扩展，就像他扩展木牛桶一样。
But he was giving Vrinda Devi some service.
但是他给这个 Vrinda Devi 一个服务他的机会。
So he dressed up like Abhimanyu.
所以他很快穿起来像 Abhimanyu.
And he went straight to find Katila.
然后他就直接去找向这个 Katila 的方向走去。
He said, "Oh, my dear sister, what are you doing here by the river Yamuna so early in the morning?"
哦，亲爱的妹妹，你那么早来这个 Yamuna 河干嘛呢？
And he made his voice sound exactly like Abhimanyu.
他说话的声音和 Abhimanyu 一模一样。
And Katila is half mad anyway. She didn't recognize the difference.
Katila, 她已经头脑晕了，她当然认不出有什么差别。
She says, "I've come to find your beloved wife, who seems to be doing some mischief with that Nanda Nandana."
她说，我是来看看你最爱的那个妻子是不是在和那个 Nanda Nandana 在做出轨的事情。
Very good. I'm very.Fortunate to have such a loyal sister as you.
很好，我非常幸运能够有你这样的一个好妹妹。
I'm going to go at once to Mathura and tell King Kamsa.
我要直接去这个 Mathura 去告诉这个 Kamsa 国王。
But before I go, you go find out where Radharani is and where is that Nanda Nandana.
但是在我走之前呢。你帮我去找找看 Radharani 和那个 Nanda Nandana 究竟在哪里。
And if you catch them in some mischief, come and get me so I can immediately go and observe and give a proper report to Kamsa.
如果你能够当场抓住他们的话呢，我会立即去向这个 Kamsa 汇报。
So Katila is feeling empowered now.
Katila 觉得自己充满了力量。
She searched all the way from Kaliyagat to Keshigat.
他就从 Kaliyagat 一直到 Keshigat 仔细地寻找。
And then she saw Lalita.
然后他看见了 Lalita.
Ha, Lalita, I've come to see what you are doing.
他说哈 Lalita, 我看看你究竟在做什么。
And Lalita said, please look, very, very, look thoroughly. Everything is very nice and auspicious this morning.
Lalita 说你可以仔细看看呢。今天早上一切都非常的吉祥。
And Katila said something harsh back.
Katila 就说了一些狠话。
You're simply a pretender. I know what's going on.
啊，你是一个伪善者。我知道在发生什么事情。
I can smell the fragrance of Hari because it's permeating the whole atmosphere somewhere. Nanda Nandana is present.
他说我可以闻到这个 Hari 的味道。因为这个 Nanda Nandana 他肯定在某个地方。
Please look around, find Nanda Nandana.
请仔细去找找吧，把他找到，找到 Nanda Nandana。
She said, "I see a bower and there's a door in front of it. Bower, a grove of trees."
他说他看。
I see a grove of trees and there's a doorway in front of it.
我看到那个一个树上面有一个门口。
And Vrinda Devi.Said, excuse me, Lalita said, the demigods have latched the door. And if you, who or what person could defy the authority of the demigods and enter?
It
would be a great sin.
He said,
Katila said, "You're talking like you're some pious girl observing the honor of the demigods. I know what you're up to." And she went and kicked open the door.
她说你们说起来好像你们是什么很虔诚的崇拜半神人的女子。我知道你们实际是什么。于是她就直接往走，就踢开这个门。
Inside, she saw Krishna's broken garland and Radharani's string of broken pearls, where they had been enjoying pastimes together.
在里面呢，他就看到了 Krishna 的断开的花环，还有 Radharani 断开的珍珠，这是当他们在里面上演逍遥时光的时候留下的。
So she immediately gathered the evidence and showed them to all the gopis that I'm going to take these at once to Kamsa and have your beloved punished severely. Radharani came immediately.
Radharani 立即出来了,
and said, "You are such a fool, Katila. This is not the property of myself and Nanda Nandana. You can take this and show it to everybody in the every home in all of Vrindavan. Go right ahead and make a fool of yourself like that." And scolding her, shaking her finger.
Radharani 呢就骂他, 用手指, 他说, 你真是个傻瓜呀, 这根本不是我和, 那个, 南达南达的证据, 你可以拿到整个, 你当然去给别人看, 没有用。
And many gopis came to support Radharani, and Katila became very afraid. I'm in a dangerous situation
here.
So she said, I'll show you, and she left.
她说, 我会给你们看, 我会给你们看, 她就走了。
She went straight away to where Abhimanyu in disguise, or Krishna in disguise as Abhimanyu was.
然后她很快地去走向那个 Krishna 假装的 Abhimanyu那里, 实际上是Krishna。
And she showed him the evidence.
她就把这个证据拿给他看。
Krishna's been here with your good wife, my sister-in-law. Your good wife. Radharani and Krishna have been together. Here's the evidence.
Okay, because Radharani and Krishna
在一起了，你看这是他们的证据。And Krishna said, "Oh, you've done a very good job."
Krishna 说，哦，你做的非常棒。
But we don't want to spoil the reputation of our family.
但是呢，我们不想损坏我们家庭成员的名声。So
keep this very private.
请把这个保持隐秘。
I have an idea.
我有一个主意。
I have a very good friend, Govardhan Mala.
我有一个很好的朋友，他叫Govardhan Mala.
Govardhan Mala is the husband of Chandravali.
Govardhan Mala呢，他是Chandravali的丈夫。
And Govardhan Mala has a very good relationship with Kamsa. I'll take this evidence to Govardhan Mala and tell him.
Govardhan Mala呢和这个Kamsa关系很好，我要把这个证据拿给Govardhan Mala去告诉他。
Your wife Chandravali and Krishna have been together. See the evidence.
然后我就会对他说，你的妻子Chandravali和这个Krishna在一起，你看这是我拿到的证据。
And I'm concerned for my good wife also.
然后呢，我也担心我自己的妻子。
Why don't you go to Kamsa and tell him bring 100 soldiers and 10 men on horses and confront Nanda Maharaj and have him arrested and his Nanda Nandana, his mischievous son.
为什么你不去向那个Kamsa告状，叫他派100个士兵，还有骑着马过来，到Nanda大军那里去抓他的儿子，把他的儿子抓起来。
I'll go right away to Govardhan Mala's home.
我现在马上去Govardhan Mala的家。
You should go quickly back to Yavat because Krishna may try to do some mischief.
你赶快回到那个Yavana那边去, 因为Krishna可能会继续做什么不好的事情。
Krishna then spent 3 or 4 hours in playful activity and then he went directly to Yavat in the disguise of Abhimanyu.
然后Krishna呢, 就是玩了几个小时，开心的玩了几个小时之后呢，他就去到了，以这个阿比曼纽的这个装束呢，去到亚瓦，亚瓦呢。
And he came short of breath, saying, "I came here as quickly as I could."
然后他就去说，我现在是尽快的赶过来了。
The 100 soldiers and 10 men on horses are coming directly this way.
他说有100个士兵和10个骑马的。
But I know that tricky Krishna has made himself look just like Abhimanyu was going to come here to be with Radharani, who is in her room right now.
他说，但是我知道呢，Krishna呢，这个狡猾的Krishna，他已经把自己装扮成完全和Abhimanyu一样，现在和Radharani在一起呢。
So there's a big arch above our entrance to our house.
在进这个房间之前呢，有一个很大的拱门。
You stand up on the top of the arch, and when this so-called Abhimanyu comes, you hit him hard with mud balls.
他说：“你们呢，就坐在拱门上面等着。当那个假的Abhimanyu来的时候，你们要用这个泥球使劲的。”
Call him all bad names.
使劲的骂他，都骂他。
I'll be with my wife Radharani and make sure that she's safe. That Abhimanyu, that so-called rascal, can't come and make any mischief with Radharani.
我呢会和 Radharani 在一起，保证呢这个那个假的 Abhimanyu 不能够来和 Radharani 在一起。
So Krishna went to enjoy with Radharani in her room.
所以 Krishna 就到这个房间里面去和 Radharani 享受。
And half mad, Jatila Katila on the rooftop of the top of the arch. When Abhimanyu was ready to come home from working in the field with the cows.
那这个非常愤怒的Jatila和Katila呢，他们就站在这个拱门的上边等着。这个Abhimanyu呢，当他非常辛苦的在农场里回来和牛在牧场里回来。
So fatigued from his day in the field, Abhimanyu came home.
就是干了一天的活，这个阿比曼纽回来了，很辛苦。
And Jatila and Katila are shouting at him from that top of the arch. Get out of here, you rascal!
Jatila and Katila 就在这个房顶上面对他喊：“滚出去，你这个流氓混蛋！”
We know who you are, and started throwing mud.
我知道你是谁，然后就从上面扔泥球给他。
And Abhimanyu thought, my mother and sister, they must be haunted by a ghost. What's going on?
Abhimanyu 就想，我的妈妈和妹妹是不是被鬼附体了？
I have to go find an exorcist to get rid of the ghost.
我得去找人来把这个鬼给赶走，赶鬼。
In this way, one of Krishna's unlimited pastimes was performed.
就这样呢， Krishna的无数的逍遥时光中的一个在上演。
Radharani is the Ladini Shakti of Krishna.
Radharani 呢是 Krishna 的 Ladini Shakti, Ladini 能量。
They are actually one entity eternally manifested in two forms.
那实际上呢是一个生命体，却永恒的以两个形象。
And the pastimes of Krishna or the pastimes of Radha and Krishna are Krishna enjoying with his own internal potency.
所以 Krishna 的逍遥时光，或者是 Radha Krishna 的逍遥时光呢，是 Krishna 在享受他自己的内在能量。I'll
tell another story.
好，我再讲另外一个故事。Out
of unlimited numbers of stories, but also coming from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
这个故事也是由 Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 讲的，是无数的逍遥时光中的一个。
The story begins with Srimati Radharani entering into a mood of being very sad and despondent.
那这个故事呢，是在Srimati Radharani进入到一种非常悲伤的一种情感的时候。
She thinks to herself, so many people say so many bad things about my beloved.
她说有那么多的人都讲我所爱的那个人的坏话。
They call him bad names, and they think bad things about him, and they speak about him in such an unpleasant way.
他们就是用不好听的话语骂他，用很多不好的方式去讲他的故事。And
it's because of this, our love for each other. Best if I just give up my life, so my nandana won't be spoken of in this way.
仅仅是因为我和他之间的这种爱的关系，人们就这样的去批评他，最好我还不如放弃我的生命，让这个Nanda呢不会受到这样的批评。So
she became so grief-stricken, she became ill and was in her room with a high fever.
所以因此呢，他就变得非常的忧郁过度，在自己屋子里呢发高烧生病了。Krishna
is omniscient. He's all-knowing.
Krishna 是知悉一切的人。
Krishna was in Nandagram.
Krishna 在 Nandagram.
And he was seated on the lap of Mother Yashoda.
他坐在 Yashoda 妈妈的怀里。
So Krishna knew this mood of Radha.
Krishna 知道 Radha 的这种心态。
And so feeling her mood of separation, he also became deeply afflicted with fever.
因为呢感受到 Radha Rani 的这种分离的痛苦呢，所以 Krishna 也发了高烧。
And his fever increased and increased, and he became unconscious.
当这个发高烧到更高的程度的时候呢，他失去了知觉。
And it looked to Mother Jasoda that Krishna had stopped breathing.
在亚瑟的妈妈看到这 Krishna 已经停止了呼吸。
So she cried out,
Krishna! Krishna! 她就哭了。
When Mother Jasoda cried out like that, many assistants came to find out what is the difficulty, what happened.
当亚瑟的妈妈这样哭的时候，所有的助手都跑过来，哎，怎么回事？怎么回事？
My son has stopped breathing. I don't know if he's even alive.
我的儿子已经停止呼吸了，我都不知道他是不是还活着。
Find a doctor, the best doctor, immediately, please.
赶快去找医生，找最好的医生。
Krishna expanded himself as a doctor.
Krishna
happened to be very close by Nandagram at that time.
刚好住在离 Nandagram 很近的地方。
So the servants went looking to find a qualified doctor, and they said, "Are you a qualified doctor?" Oh yes.
所以当这个仆人们去找医生的时候，就看到了他说，你是不是一个有资格的一个很好的医生呢？是的，我是个好医生。
I have the skill can even bring people back from death, back to life.
我有能够让人起死回生的医术。
Oh, please come quickly see Nandanandana.
快点过来看我们的 Nandanandana.
It appears that he's given up his life. We don't know what the problem is.
看起来好像他已经离开了身体，不知道是怎么回事。
So the doctor, who was Krishna, came and examined Krishna.
所以这个医生实际上就是 Krishna, 他过来就给 Krishna 看病。
He took his pulse, he felt his chest, he did some astrological calculation.
他就是给他就是把脉，然后听一下他的心脏，然后做了一些这个一些
星象上面的算计。看了看星象。
哦，看一下他的星象。
And then he said, "This is a very serious condition." I know how to cure it, but there's some elements I need immediately. I need someone to bring a bucket of water from the river Jamuna, but a very special bucket.
我要一个人到亚穆纳河去，拿一桶水来，非常特殊的一桶水。
The bucket.Must have 100 holes.
这个桶呢，必须要有100个洞。
So, Mother Jasoda said at once, send people to bring a bucket of Jamuna water with a bucket that has 100 holes.
亚瑟的妈妈说 ，OK， 马上派人去拿一个有100个洞的桶到亚穆纳河去拿一桶水来。
But anyone that tried to take the water from the Jamuna, all the water came out because there's 100 holes.
但是每个人想从这个亚穆纳河拿水出来的时候，水全部都流完了，因为有100个洞。
So they came back and reported this to Mother Jasoda. We can't do this. Got too many holes.
所以他们就回来报告亚瑟的妈妈，我们做不到，因为这个桶里漏洞太多了。
So doctor, what to do?
医生医生，我们该怎么办呢？
The doctor said, there's one way that you can bring the water. There must be a perfectly chaste woman. She can bring the water.
他说有一个方法就是可以把这个水盛过来，那就需要一个
calculation
完美的贞洁的女子能够把水盛过来。
The two most perfectly chaste women in Vrindavan are Jatila and Katila.
他说这个 Vrindavan 最最贞洁的女子就是 Jatila 和 Katila.
Mother Jasoda personally went and pleaded with them, please. I know that there's some difficulty, but the life of my son is at risk. Please go to the Jamuna. The astrologer said you're the perfectly chaste women in Vrindavan. Please go at once.
所以亚瑟的妈妈亲自就到他们家里去求他们，哦，我求你们了，尽管是有点困难，但是呢，我们的医生说你们是名当中最贞洁的女子，所以请你们立即到亚穆纳河去帮我们盛一桶水来吧。
Jatila felt very proud.
Jatila 感觉到非常的自豪。
Very intelligent astrologer.
他说这个占星家非常的有智慧。
He understands me very well.
他非常理解我。
We will go at once.
我们会马上去。
Because we're most qualified.
因为我们是最有资格的。
Kadila, you go first.
Kadila, 你先去。
You are perfectly chaste.
你是一个完美的贞洁的女士。
And she pulled the bucket out of the water, all the water came out.
然后她去就用那个水盛，去盛水之后，所有的水就漏完了。
And Kadila was so embarrassed in front of everybody.
就在所有人面前，这 Kadila 感觉到非常的害臊。
And Jatila was shocked.
Kadila 呢，震惊了。
My daughter is perfectly chaste.
她说我的女儿是完美的贞洁的女子啊。
I will bring the water.
我来盛这个水。
And when she pulled the bucket out of the river Jamuna, all the water came out.
当她把这个桶拿起来的时候，所有的湖水又全部漏掉了。
And Jatila was so embarrassed.
啊，朱迪拉也感觉到非常的尴尬。
So the messengers went back to Mother Jasoda and said, "What to do? What to do?" Even Jatila, Katila can't do this.
所以这个人马上去找亚苏达妈妈报信说，哎呀，怎么办呢？连朱迪拉和卡蒂拉都做不到。
Let me do some calculations.
让我再好好看一下形象。
There's one other possibility.Srimati Radharani.
还有另外一个人有可能做到呢，是 Srimati Radharani.
Oh no! Everyone knows what she's like.
啊，不不不，大家都知道她是什么样的人。
That's not what my astrology says. You go ask her. Yes, please, Mother Jasoda, please ask Radha.
但是我的星象表明她是这样的人呢，你最好去找她。所以亚苏达妈妈说，哦，快快快，请快点去叫这 Srimati Radharani。
So although Radharani had her fever, she somehow pleaded with her. She got up and she went to the river Jamuna, and all the water stayed in the bucket.
所以虽然这个 Radharani 呢，她也发高烧啊，但是呢，啊怎么样呢？她挣扎着站起来到亚穆纳河去拿这一桶水拿起来，哎，所有的水都留在桶里。
And she brought the water all the way from the Jamuna River to the physician.
然后她就从这个亚穆纳河一直把这一桶水拿到了这个。Krishna,
and by sprinkling the water and saying mantras, immediately Nandanandana became free from his fever, free from his apparent illness, and was very happy. And from that day forward, no one spoke of Radharani as being unchaste because they knew.She is the most chaste to Nandanandana.
所以从那一刻开始呢，村里再也没有任何人说Radharani是不贞洁的了，因为她是最忠实于Nandananda的。
And these are some of the unlimited pastimes of Radha and Krishna.
那么 Radha Krishna 有无穷无尽的逍遥时光。
And her happiness is the happiness of her beloved.Krishna.
他的快乐就是当他看到他所爱的 Krishna 快乐的时候的感受。
And all of the other expansions of Radharani are simply for the same purpose.
所有的其他 Radharani 的扩展也是为了同样的目的而产生的。
So the Sandini potency, Samdit potency, Ladini potency, it's all an orchestration of wonderful exchanges of love with Krishna in the spiritual world.
所以这个 Sandini 能量 Samvit 能量还有 Ladini 能量呢，都是 Krishna 在灵性世界的所有的这种对喜悦的一种享受。
And all of this takes place by the mercy of Srimati Radharani.
所有这一切都在 Srimati Radharani 的仁慈下发生。
Whose appearance day we're observing today.
今天呢，我们就是来庆祝他的显现日。
So later today when we have our public program, I'll speak something also about Radharani, specifically about Radharani's appearance.
那么今天的之后呢，我们在公众的讲课中，我还会再讲一些有关 Radharani 的特殊的身份。
A number of very nice verses composed that are glorifying Srimati Radharani.
那有一系列的这个诗节呢，就是赞美 Radharani。
I just want to read two verses from this chapter 4 of Adi Lila, appreciating Radharani's position.
那我就念这个从 Adi Lila 第四章中选两个诗节念给大家。
The essence of the Ladini potency is love of God. The essence of love of God is emotion, bhava. I'll give you the book. And the ultimate development of emotion is mahabhava.I'll just say it slower. The essence of the Ladini Shakti, the essence of the Ladini potency is love of God.
那么这个拉丁尼能量的精华所在就是对神的爱。
The essence of love of God is emotion.
这个对神爱的精华所在呢，就是情感 ，emotion 是情感。
Emotion, bhava.
是 bhava 爱。
And the ultimate development of emotion is mahabhava.
然后这个这种爱的发展到最高的状态是 mahabhava。
Srimati Radharani is the embodiment of Mahabhava.
Srimati Radharani is Mahabhava 的人格化身。
She is the repository of all good qualities, the place, receptacle of all good qualities.
她是所有美好品质的储存所。
And is the crest jewel among the lovely consorts of Lord Krishna.
她是
crest jewel.
Among the
lovely consorts.
她是 Krishna 所有的爱侣中的珍宝。
One other verse.
Yes, 下一个世界。
Radha is the one who gives pleasure to Govinda.
Radha 是让 Govinda 喜悦的人。
She is also the enchantress of Govinda.
她也非常的
She enchants Govinda.
她被 Govinda 所执迷，她非常的迷恋 Govinda。
She is the, well, how do you say this in Chinese? Be all and end all of Govinda. She is everything for Govinda.
她的一切都是为了 Govinda。
And the crest jewel of all his consorts.
她是所有的这个爱侣中的珠宝。
Shrimati Radharani ki
jai.
I don't think this is the kind of class where it's questions.